Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Meatball Pod. Happy Thursday. It's another week for us.
Yes, happy Thursday. So we just got, I just heard the other day that I think our show's coming back in May. Because I know a lot of people have been asking.
Yes, we did hear that.
I don't know if we're allowed to tell.
Well, I mean, you got the exclusive right here on the Meatball Pod. Because we were filming yesterday for some exciting freaking things coming for the next
week. Oh my God. I had such a fun time yesterday.
Yesterday was such a good day.
I can't wait for them to see it.
I know. And I just love hanging out with the girls. So yesterday we had a very good day. We're starting to film next season. But yes, the next season that we already shot, that will be in May. So everyone get ready. I forgot what we even did.
Can I be honest? That always, we filmed
so. Oh, we did Jamaica. We did Jamaica.
Yes, Jamaica. But what else was there? Had to have been more with Jamaica. I did a marathon.
Wait, did we do Nashville or did that happen already?
Oh yeah, me and you did Nashville by ourselves.
We did Nashville together. Me and Dee had a blast.
Yes.
Oh, did we? And my mommy was there and Joey.
Yes.
Oh, it was such a good girls' time.
Yeah, you opened your Nashville store.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. So that's gonna be on. Oh my God, there's so many things. So many things.
Yesterday was fun. But what I really want to talk about, Nicole, is your Harrah's appearance. Oh, sorry. Meatballs, you might hear I'm actually watching one of my best friends' little girl, Sadie.
Yeah, she has daycare today. If you hear kids running around.
You might hear some babies in the background, but it's okay. She's the cutest little thing. She looks like a cabbage patch.
So cute.
I want to hear about your first of all, you sent me she sent me a video, and I have to tell you, you look like clinically mentally ill.
Shut up. I've only seen videos of you doing that.
Wait,
so shut
what
up.
Were you doing with Crocodilly? You were like, ooh.
So every time I go to Harrah's, they have me sign like Crocodilies and all this. And then during my appearance, like in the middle of my appearance, I go on stage and I throw the Crocodilies to the crowd. So like, you know, the people get to like, you know, get a gift from me, a Crocodilly. So I signed like three of them. And they were
like dancing with Crocodilly. And
well,
then
yeah,
you,
I did. And
fell.
My friend Frankie was more mental.
That's what I was meaning. Like, I was like, what was happening with Crocodilly? The falling wasn't my concern.
Well, no, I guess I forgot to throw it because my friends were like, Nicole, you need to throw it. And I'm like, no.
you were making love to Crocodilly.
Yeah, I was making love to him on stage.
I can't. So how was that appearance? It looked like you girls had fun.
No, it was so much fun. We got there around like 4:00 and our plan was to like, you know, go to the room, like settle in and go gamble before we had dinner at like 7:30. But we ended up just going to the room and there was like food there. So we ate there and we drank like another bottle of champagne. And then by the time we were like getting ready, it was already dinner. So we're like, shit. So we just had a good time drinking. And then the next morning, so we planned on leaving.
You had the flu. I feel like we did talk about this last week, but I didn't see your video. I had to just talk about the video you sent me. And I'm sure our meatballs didn't see it either. But she was with her crocodilly and she was like sexy dancing with it. And then all of a sudden, I was like, there's going to be a fall in here. She wouldn't have sent it to me if there wasn't going to be a fall. And then there was, and it was a nice one.
Wait, nobody saw the video because my friend Frankie took it. But we ended up staying at Frickin' Harris till 6 o'clock the next day.
Oh, yeah, you did. You texted me. You're like, I'm fat and drunk.
Ugh. All I had was cheese fries all day and... Yeah, it was a mess. And then I got home, and that's when I started to feel, like, sick. So I think that's when I got the flu. But thank God, because I held it off.
Yeah.
I did not want to be sick for that appearance.
And then what did you do this past weekend?
Oh, nothing. So it was Gianni's birthday.
Right.
So he turned 38, and I ended up getting him tickets to go to Florida at our condo for the weekend. So he went from Thursday to Monday. So they literally just got back.
Did he see the aliens?
No, he didn't see any aliens.
Man, I thought he was come on, Gianni. I thought you were going to come through.
Yeah, I'm so annoyed. But there's this one camera. I don't know if it's in Florida or Jersey, but on one of the dash cams that just like always film the beach and the water, there is so much activity of freaking UFOs and USOs just like flying the frig around. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. I gotta send you.
I know. I'm like waiting for something to come out, but it never does. They like tease us.
It is so crazy.
I'm like, are we gonna hear? Are we going to hear about these aliens or not?
What's going down is wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I went this weekend. Me and Claire brought the kids. The kids loved it. We went to, it's like a big bubble. It's by us. It's called Jackson Adventure Crossing or something. And they have, you know, those golf, it's not the golf, what is it called? The
Top Golf?
It's not Top Golf, but it's called like Top Golf Suites. And it has like all different games. There's like Dodgeball Zombie and all this stuff. And the kids absolutely like loved it. They had a blast.
Cute.
It was fun. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this was a good time. And then Chris's family came over Sunday and we had a porter. Remember the porterhouse party when we did our 15th anniversary and they gave us all steaks?
Mm-hmm.
So we had those steaks frozen. So we decided, you know what, let's have like Chris's family over because we haven't seen them in a while. And we actually made the porterhouse steaks because now James is part of the porterhouse party. I don't know if you knew that. James. So Chris's brother James now is like one of their employees.
Oh, like he goes to like the parties and like hooks it all up?
Yeah, like he's like one of the guys that goes, he grills the steaks.
Oh, I feel like he's a good time with that.
Yeah, yeah. He gives everybody shots. Like he's
part. Oh, he's probably living in his glory.
Oh, yeah. Now he's a meatball. Mm-hmm. Chris's brother James likes to party. So, yeah, he's part of the porterhouse party now. So he like knew exactly how they do the steaks. So we did it on our fire pit. And, yeah, they came out really good. And then we made a whole bunch of sides, like real fats, like real big backs. Like my possum.
How is Big Back, by the way?
I haven't seen him, you know? And you know who else I haven't seen?
I was at the last time, and then he came around again.
But you know what? I don't know. Now that the nice weather, my cats are leaving. Like, Furbin stays around. And then Leo, he's been gone. I'm like, I hope nothing happened to him. But, like, he took off. And then every time I'm like, oh, he's been gone a week. Like, I'm going to go look for him. Or, like, you know, I'm nervous. He just shows back up. Like, he just comes and goes as he pleases. But I guess he's really not my cat, you know? I just feed him, I guess. But I thought that they were, like, becoming attached to me. But I guess
maybe
not.
Maybe since they know, I feel like they relied on you. Because they were like, oh, this girl's, like, taking care of us. She's going to feed us. She's going to keep us warm. But now that it's nice out, they're probably going to, like, roam now.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, we're not going to die now. We're good.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we could catch, like, mice and stuff. I don't need you.
Yeah. Like, thanks, I'm, lady.
I'm like, cool.
Thanks a lot, lady.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, the cats that I thought I eventually were going to bring inside, they're over me, which makes me
what
sad.
What a sin.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What else has been going on? I can't believe we're starting to film again, like full time.
I'm excited. I feel like we had a nice little break and yeah. I got to like catch up on things. I actually did so much spring cleaning when Gianni was gone because I feel like when he's here, he's like, oh, I don't want you to throw that out or keep that. And I'm just like, no, I want to fucking chuck everything. So I literally went in my basement and I like cleared all that out. Our closet, I donated like almost like 10 bags of just clothes that I know I'm not going to wear anymore.
See, I have to do all that.
The jeans. So me and Dina, we don't wear jeans, okay? We're meatballs, we don't wear jeans. But we both like ordered these stretchy jeans that we loved. So we're going to end up, we'll probably wear them together. And the roommates will be like, what the fuck, they're wearing jeans.
I know.
But like all my jeans that I've been saving for like years, like, oh, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to fit in them again. Like, bitch, no. I was like, they're gone. I put all the jeans. I'm like, you don't wear jeans. Stop saving these. So I took all my jeans from like back in the day till like recent ones that I bought now. Well, I saved like some of the High Waist Mom ones.
Yeah.
But it's like I never wear them. I don't wear jeans. They're just sitting there. I ended up donating like 40 pairs of jeans.
I hate that feeling when you are like, yeah, I'm going to definitely lose weight and get into these things. And then like,
no, you're not.
And I'm like, oh my God, that never happened. Do I try again? I don't know.
No.
So you did a smart choice.
But like also they're not comfortable.
Yeah. I know. Like, I have to tell you, I do like the jeans I got. I need to like figure out how to wear them. Cause like you said, I'm not like a jean wearer.
No. So I ended up donating all my jeans. But then I do love jean shorts though. Like jean shorts are my jam. Like they're cozy. I like them. So I ended up ordering extra jean shorts so I can fill up my spot. With all the jeans that I donated because it's summer soon. This weekend's supposed to be 75 degrees and I'm going to Nashville this weekend. So in Nashville, it's going to be like 80. So Dee, what are your plans for this weekend? Cause it's going to be beautiful.
So Saturday, I can't
have a party.
I know. Listen to me. Saturday, I'm going dress shopping with my sister-in-law and then tonight I'm going to a ladies' night for like all the like moms in the area. And DJ Scribble's gonna be there. Magic Moments New Jersey is going to be taking care of like the lighting and the equipment and the photo booth. So it's gonna be a really fun time. We're all dressing like 80s. There's like all of us like have tables. So all of us kindergarten moms got a table and like basically like the first grade moms got a table. And then it's like all the money goes towards the school. So it's like a fundraising event.
And I'm calling the cops with a noise complaint.
Yeah, guys. Nicole is jealous that I have friends in my town. Her and Jenny yesterday filming.
No, Jenny was worse yesterday. Jenny, I thought she was going to hate
you. Yeah, they were so mad that I have friends in my town and I'm like doing things with the community. And like, I'm like, calm down, crazy pants. And it's all like to raise money for the kids, which I love.
No, it's a great thing you're doing.
And beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. And DJ Scribble's going to be there. So that's going to be a throwback.
Okay, so when Dina told me DJ Scribble, I'm like, the fuck, DJ Scribble? Like, I remember DJ Scribble back in the day. Like, he was a DJ. Like, DJ Scribble. Like, that was the DJ. I'm like, Dina, how the fuck do you know DJ Scribble?
Wait, well, first of all, he does live in my town.
I cannot.
He lives in my town. His kids are going to our schools. And
a small fucking world.
Right? And then I've met him, like, back in the day. And all the ladies were like, we would love to have DJ Scribble because he's...
Ladies!
because he's, like, you know, well-known 80s, 90s DJ. So...
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, let me reach out to him. And he was so nice. Like, he...
I'm dead.
Yeah, he was so nice. He was so pumped about it. I was like, basically...
Wait, so what'd you say? What'd you write?
I just said, hey, like, we're going to be doing a ladies' night for, this association to raise money for the schools. We would love to have you. Let me know if you're...
Wait, are you paying him?
Well, I'm not, personally. But the association is.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But we'll raise... And then we raise all the money for the high school and middle school and stuff like that. And then the PTA that I'm involved with and really raises money more for, like, the elementary school and the middle school. So this one raises money for the high school. So, yeah, I'm trying to get involved.
How fun.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun.
I thought it was so funny. She was like, yeah. She's like, DJ Scribble's coming.
Wait, their faces were like, excuse me?
I freaked out.
I was like, you guys know DJ Scribble? And they were like,
I'm like, do we know DJ Scribble?
I can't.
Are you kidding?
It's so funny.
How random.
But I'm dressing 80s. So I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. Like, some of the people at my table are doing, like, Top Gun. But I was like, I'm too short for, like, the long t-shirt and, like, the high socks. I'll just look like... I feel like I would just look like a crazy person.
Yeah, you'll look...
look like I'm wearing, like, my... Like my dad, I'm a child and I'm wearing my dad's shirt and socks. That's what I would look like.
Yeah,
I would be zero
We're
sexy.
Too short for that.
Zero sexy.
We're too short.
Unless
you like put like a hair tie.
Yeah.
To like
I guess. Put it but up I just feel bit. Like that. I feel like I'm just, I don't have the body for that.
No, too short
and
for
And like
it.
Too curvy. I feel like it'll be tight on my hips. It would just be a whole thing.
Like a ball.
Yeah. So
no thanks.
Like when I was in my like how I felt in overalls, that's how I would feel.
Oh my god. Oh wait, that's gonna air too.
Oh yeah, so
May.
Wait, meatballs, if you have our problem, we're short and we're curvy.
Hated
right
it. Hated.
So back in the day I loved they just weren't the right size because back in the day I loved a nice overall
Ugh.
Or maybe I was just skinnier, I don't know, but when I put those things on I was like, oh no. Oh no.
Wait, so I think they ran small. And also they were like unisex and they were disgusting. They weren't even like stylish. Oh, so meatballs, we're talking about, you're going to see it this season when it starts in May. We ended up going to Cape May and it was like a nice farm, like bed and breakfast. And we ended up putting overalls on because we were doing farm work. And we put the overalls on and it didn't fit any of the girls' hips. It was like tight, camel toe central. Like it just wasn't cute, but everyone wanted to wear them. So we're like, fine. Me and Dina looked so bad.
Oh,
enough.
I hated it.
I was like, I hate this.
You couldn't,
so
but you couldn't see our figure at all. Like we just looked like potatoes.
Oh my God. Like it's so uncomfortable.
Like a big sack of potatoes. I swear.
Well, we looked like we were being harvested on the freaking farm. I hated it.
Oh my gosh, I know. But anyway, I used to like, I think they were just not the right sizes.
No, they were horrible. Horrible.
But yeah, I guess we'll see. I can't wait to see how it looks on camera. We're going to look even bigger.
Oh, we're going to look disgusting. But it's fine.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
What where do we get? Oh yeah, the costume. I'm like, how did we get here? But yeah, so I decided to do like an off-the-shoulder, like, black sweater dress. And then I'm going to do, like, a neon sports bra so you could see the neon. And then I'm doing, like, neon tube socks and, like, all neon, like, a neon bow. And then I'm going to do my hair, like, super, my natural curly hair. But I'm going to tease it up.
Oh, I love your curly hair.
But I'm going to tease it up real big and put it to the side.
beautiful.
Yeah. So I feel like I look pretty, so pretty 80s. And then some of the moms are wearing like vintage 80s dresses. I'm like, oh, I'm going to look like Timu 80s.
Ooh. Are they rich?
Maybe. Mm. I don't know. I don't ask. But, you know.
What are your financials?
Cool. I know. How do you, you know.
How much you making?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Well, I'm excited. So I'm going to be in Nashville. Super excited. I'm going to surprise my employees. I hope they're not listening. But I'm either going to go tonight and go to the store or tomorrow. But yeah, so I'm going to be in Nashville for Giovanna's competition. So tomorrow, so Friday, it's basically just like two teams going, and then we have the full day. So we're going to watch the two teams, and then I ended up signing up to a line dancing class for the kids because they really wanted to try line dancing. So I did like some of her best friends on her team and then other best friends. So it's going to be like 10 girls, and I got them line dancing class. So we're going to go do that, and I got Giovanna boots, and like she wanted like this you know, the denim shorts and like a cute top and a cowboy hat. So she's going to be so drama. I'm so excited to watch her. She looks so freaking cute. But yeah, we're going to do line dancing tomorrow because that's really like the only time we can do it. Because when you go to these competitions, we're there from like 8 a.m. to like 9 o'clock at night. And like we have breaks here and there to where we can, you know, leave and like go get dinner or lunch or whatever. But it's like, it's not a lot of time. It's like 2 hour breaks. So I'm glad that we got to, you know, do something before, like, it's completely just all cheer and chaotic.
Yeah. Well, you made me laugh yesterday because you were like, Sissy's, like, picking out all these, like, fancy outfits with the cowboy boots. She's like, what does she think? She's going bar hopping?
No, literally. She wanted to go to the bars. I'm like, Giovanna, you can't go to a bar and line dance. She's like, why? I'm like, you're 10 years old. You can't just go to a bar. I was like, I will, like, find a place. I like, DM all these places. And I was like, hi, can you help me? So I ended up finding a great spot.
Little girls? All right. Well, she can have her little Shirley Temple. And
oh, that's all she orders, too. So I feel like she's going to have a good time. I'm excited to watch her line dance. And, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing this weekend.
I love that.
And I feel like it's going to be cute. So if you guys are in Nashville, head over to my store. You might see me because I'm going to be scaring them and making sure they're doing a good job. I'm going to walk in and yell. I'm going to be like, what is this?
Didn't you do, where did you do that? You did that before too. Where were we that you did that?
Did I do that?
I feel like you did. I don't remember. I don't remember either.
So yeah, we got that. And then it's freaking already April. Easter's around the corner. I mean, time is flying.
Well, so I was going to have everyone here and cook and everything. But then we're going to be filming soon, Meatballs, for the next season. And we're actually getting home the day before Easter. So I was like, that's going to just be a lot for me. There's like 13 of us. So I found this like cute Easter brunch right up the street at Cream Ridge Golf. Oh my God. The Cream Ridge Golf Course. It's like a restaurant there called The Roost, and they're having like the Easter Bunny and an egg hunt and like a whole like buffet. So I was It's like,
oh, I love that. That's fun. Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Instead of me killing myself, like getting home, then cleaning the house, because I know it's going to be a wreck. You know, I'm going to be gone for 3 days.
You're going to be exhausted.
So I was like, instead of getting home, cleaning the house and like cooking and shopping, we'll get up. You know, the kids will get their, you know, their stuff. They'll, you know, do their thing. And then we'll get ready. And then all of us, all 12 or 13 of us will go to the brunch. But then after, everybody will come over. We'll hang out in the backyard. Hopefully it'll be nice. And I'm going to do an egg hunt here too for the boys.
Oh, I love so it.
Like,
I
yeah,
love
so it. That all like, you know, the grandmas and pop-pops and stuff can watch them do all
cute.
That. Yeah. I'm just perfect. Happy like we'll be home in time for Easter, because I wouldn't have went then.
Oh, I know. Well, the one time we really, I feel like we filmed like twice on Easter. And the one Easter, this is the only Easter I did. The one Easter.
Which I was surprised you did. I was like, oh, wow, I give you credit, because I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that, to be honest. I don't know why.
But you know what? You made my kids' days, though. You really did make my kids'
day. It made me happy. Yeah, so I wasn't like completely miserable, even though like I wasn't with my kids and my family. It felt nice to be like with my nieces and nephews, and I dressed up as, you know, a bunny, like so hungover. And I was like dancing in the bunny suit, like sweating.
But they loved it. They loved it.
I know. And like seeing everybody else's kids like made me cozy. Like, because I feel like when I see your kids, it reminds me of like Angelo. So it made me feel cozy. But yeah, like us moms cannot film on Easter. Like Easter is like a big day for our littles, and it's cute. And, you know, we're never going to get that back. Cause now that my two kids are big, it's not the same. They don't give a shit about the Easter bunny. Like Angela's still like, ooh, Easter bunny.
I know. Like a little behind the scenes for you guys. So I would usually, if we had to film on Easter, I would, or like it was usually before, after, but we had to be there. I would bring my kids. So we would basically have Easter there. It was off camera, but like I would find like a brunch place. And then, so like last time when we were in, where were we? We were in Miami. I found like a brunch place, and then like I made sure the Easter bunny was there. And so it was right before we had to film. So we flew in the day before so we could just celebrate Easter there instead of like flying in on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then like in the hotel, I like did all Easter, like an Easter egg hunt for them in the hotel, which was, they were pumped about it. So now they get excited. Like if we are away, they're like, oh, at least, you know, I still celebrate Easter. And then the one year we were filming and they did something, you know, for Easter with all of us. And then you dressed up. So.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Can't believe I feel like it's just moving so quickly.
I mean, it is. And it's almost summer. I'm actually excited for summer. Like, I'm usually like, ugh. But, like, I'm excited to go down the shore. I'm excited for Sissy to, like, have a break from cheer for a little bit. And we just, like, relax. I miss, like, drinks by the pool, going on the boat. Like, I'm pumped. I'm a little excited.
You know
what's
so funny? Me and you are so funny. Because at the end of, like, towards the end of winter, we're like, oh, we just can't wait for summer. Like, we can't do this. Like, can't wait for this. And then at the end of summer, we're like, oh, we just can't wait for fall and winter. Like, we just can't wait. We just get over it.
Oh, same.
We like the one part of each season. But I don't think I could ever live where there is no seasons. Like, I like seasons.
No, I love seasons.
The only place I could probably live without seasons is Aruba.
It's just heaven on earth. It's beautiful.
It really is. I'm like, if there was a heaven, this has to be it. This has to be how it feels. I literally was drunk one day and I looked into the sky in Aruba and I was like, this has to be what heaven feels like, but like, you know, with like all your past loved ones.
I know. Heaven.
Drunk. The things you think about when you're drunk.
I can't.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times,
or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. New models may be shown.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Oh, and also me and Nicole are working on a pop-up together. So at her Snooki shop in Madison, and then I'm going to bring like a pop-up of Christopher John there. So that should be.
Oh my God, yes. I'm going to look at dates right now. We are looking to do it in June. So Dina's like, I have racks. So you don't need to bring anything.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, Dina's going to bring Christopher John there, and she's going to do a little pop-up with all of her items. And it'll be at my Snooki shop in Madison. It'll be on a weekend, so probably like a Saturday. Hopefully nice weather, and it's going to be like a nice event.
Yes.
So we're going to figure out a date.
Shopping.
We're going to figure out a date, and then you guys.
So all you meatballs better be there.
Over. Yeah, I'm going to send you a date right now that works, actually.
All right, perfect.
Because then you need enough time to, like, make all the stuff. Because, guys, Dina makes everything with her friend. Everything is handmade.
Yeah, my friend Danielle sews, and then I help package and, like, write your special letters. I help her with, like, whatever I possibly could help her with, like, cutting and stuff. But right. She is so, like, everything is handmade.
Oh, she's so, talented.
She is so talented.
Amazing.
It really is. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. And hopefully they'll film that. I feel like that'll be such, like, a different thing, like, us combining our businesses together.
I would love for them to film that because, like, it's fun for you guys to, like, see us, like, you know, have fun and drink and dance or whatever. Yeah.
But there's so much more to the meatballs.
Literally, it's nice for you guys to see us, like, actually, you know, like, working and being, like, businesswoman.
Yeah.
Like, we're not just all about the drinks.
No. We keep asking production, like, can you come and film the podcast in the studio? But they
haven't. And they're like, no.
I'm like, why?
But like, we'll go out to lunch after and have drinks. Like, Jesus.
I know. But what I
and
also
I feel like
really
you guys want to see that.
Yeah, I feel like people would want to see us, like, doing that. But also what we were talking about doing is eventually, like, going, kind of like what you and Joey do, like, doing a live one. Because I think that could be fun, too. And we could get the meatballs on stage and do meatball things.
Yeah, eventually we'll do live shows and all of that.
Yeah, we have a lot of things. We have a lot of things we're trying to do here.
A lot of shit going on.
But I'm sure we're just going to be on our show. They'll be like, all right, meatballs clock in. Go out to the club.
Yeah, we're like, let us, like, hang.
Like, cool.
But
let's not, but we do have fun. We have fun, though. It's not like we don't have fun, but.
No, we definitely have fun, but we like for you guys to see other sides of us.
Yeah, like, we know our role when we film. We're the meatballs. We like to have fun. Of course, we like to drink our wine. But we do more things. We're moms. We're businesswomen. We do things for the community. Like, we do a lot of stuff. We do a lot of fundraising. Like, there's a lot. That's another thing I asked them to film. I'm doing a fundraiser for, it's called, so I'm going to do it for leukemia, lymphoma, or Be the Match. I'm not sure which one I'm going to do yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, what is it? It's like Off the Ledge. And It's basically like people make teams and then you donate money and they like scale a building. It's pretty cool.
No, that sounds amazing.
So I would love your, like I said, I would love for like the roomies to come and like film that. So maybe they'll film that. Like I want to show more side.
Amen.
We'll see. But I feel like the pop-up will be a lot of fun for them to film. Because it's like them, it's us together as businesswomen, coming together as meatballs. And then, you know, meeting our meatballs and then going out. And then, of course, we would go out for drinks. Celebratory
obviously.
Drinks.
Obviously. Yeah, I feel like every time me and Dina go to the studio and we, like, do our stuff, we always end up, like, getting lunch.
Wait, we have this little dive Irish pub that we absolutely
love. Oh,
we love
it. So the last time we ended up going there, we probably got done with our podcast at, like, 1:30, I don't know, too. And we were like, all right, let's, like, do a quick lunch and then, you know, we'll head home. We did more than a couple drinks.
Yeah.
And then we're texting our husbands like, oh, we just finished.
I know. Chris is like, I know you're lying.
Yeah, I eventually told Gianni, I was like, honey, we finished at 1. Like, we were just sitting there.
Yeah, he knows. Chris is like, Chris knows now if we go to film or if we go to do our podcast in the studio, it's like, all right, I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you when I see you.
Well, because first of all, me and Nicole don't get to see each other a lot unless we're filming because we're so busy. So when we do make time to go into the city to do our podcast, it's like exciting. Like we haven't seen each other like off camera, like in a long time. And it's just nice to be off camera, like getting lunch together. So we get excited. We have very exciting, excited personalities.
Same. So, you know, it just, the time flies, you know, we're ordering drinks and it's 6:30.
And then it's not only us, then Joey comes, then Fabs comes. So Fabs is our publicist for MTV, but he's also like one of our best friends. So he comes and it becomes just like a thing. It becomes a whole thing.
Well, yeah. So once our gays show up, there's no way we're leaving.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. Well, now I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah. Screw it. I mean, you only live once.
It's like a big reunion.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get to meatball questions so that I could go and play with little Sadie. I'm so excited to be watching her.
So cute.
I don't have any girls. So like I get so excited. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
and
girls Cam's, are fun.
And Cam is pumped. Cam's in his fort that he made underneath my table that I'm just letting him have.
Wait, I used to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fine. He's not hurting anyone. He wants
I used to do that
table.
With Frankie, my best friend who went to AC with me. We used to do that and play Monopoly and play Bank under the table. It was the best thing.
I love that. Okay, let's see. Fan questions. All right, this is a good one for you, I feel, because I don't have... let me read through it. It says, hey, girls, I need your help. I just gave birth to my third child 2 months ago, and she is super fussy and never seems to want to sleep. My other two were wonderful sleepers, so this is new for me. Were your kids good sleepers? Any tips? All appreciate it, Liza. So Cameron was a good sleeper. CJ... For a while, I thought that he had colic because he was just always fussy and always tired and or crying and something. So I went through a lot of formulas, and then I come to find out he had like a sensitive stomach, and he was only able to use Nutramigen, which is it's a soy based. It's dairy. It doesn't have dairy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped. So it could be the formula unless you breastfeed. If you breastfeed, it could be what you're eating. If you are doing formula, he may need a different formula. That was my issue with CJ. Mm. He needed a new formula because this one was making him like very gassy and bloated and uncomfortable. And then once we changed the formula, he was like a completely different baby. So that's my advice. Do you have any other advice?
Yeah, I feel like all my kids were like really good sleepers. And I had like a good schedule. I don't know what your schedule is or how old they are, but my two oldest are like way older. So they were either in school or they were like out doing sports or with their friends. So it was very easy for me to get Angelo to bed when he was little. And even now, because he still takes naps, he's 5. It's just the schedule just works to where it's just me and him relaxing on the couch, watching a movie, whatever. So honestly, I have to say, like, all my kids were, like, really good at taking naps and sleeping. They're like mommy. They love to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got lucky.
I love sleeping. So the fact that they sleep, I'm like, thank you so much.
Yeah, now my kids sleep great. But when they were babies, Cam was good. CJ, like I said, there was a formula issue. So I would check on that for sure. Okay. Hi, Meatballs. I was wondering what your favorite, most iconic meatball moment was on either Jersey Shore or Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Love you guys. Kaylin from Boston. Ooh, Boston. Kaylin, we're coming to you. Let me see. There's so many iconic ones. You know what? Jersey Shore Family Vacation one I loved was us in, where were we? El Paso, when we were doing the owl thing, like, whoo, whoo.
Oh, we were funny with that.
That was funny.
And now, you guys, that was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. We were like waking up the roommates.
Literally, that was so early. And I was like, we yelled at them. We were like, do not wake us up until we have to like leave.
Yeah.
I was like, I am not moving.
I feel like that was a pretty iconic one.
I agree.
Of course, my favorite is always going to be us in the raft, like with the sharp and the shark. And you were, it just showed our personality so perfectly. Like you were just so chill and relaxed, like worried about your drink. And I was
worried about wasting vodka.
And I was having a full blown panic attack.
I can't.
Oh my God. That's one of my favorites. But I mean, we had the best. We had the best. What's yours?
Meatball moments.
Yeah.
Could it be like anything?
Yeah.
I really loved back in the day when we used to do our meatball days. Like we knew, like we told production, like, okay, tomorrow, like we're day drinking. We're doing a meatball day all day. Like get prepared. Like we're not going to do anything, but like wake up, go to Spicy's, like be on the boardwalk all day. I loved our meatball days where like we matched, we did our full outfits, like ready to go for the day, matching boots, yeah, like we shared each other's boots. So like I would wear black and white, Dina would wear black and white, so we kind of have the same shoe size. And it was just, that was my favorite moments, like back in the day, like no cares in the world, like before we were married, before we were moms.
Yeah, we were just single. Just like
living it up. So those are my favorite moments to look back on. Not saying I miss it, but to like look back on, we had a blast. We really,
we were iconic.
We really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah. I have to say we were pretty iconic. Look at us.
I agree.
We were even in a history book on the Musical Express ride. Me and you. We look terrible.
We're in literally school books that like teach things.
I know. Oh my God. Do you know what I'm doing?
It is so weird. What?
Wait, do you know what I'm doing?
Tell me.
My high school asked me to come back for alumni day to talk to the students.
I'm screaming.
I'm doing it.
Wait, what are you going to say? Like, I made it.
No. So I figure, because my friend Ashley's in the school, and so is my friend Alyssa's daughter, who is my flower girl's in the school, and they both text me and they're like, so the list went out of who's going to be here and all the kids are running down signing up for you and they're pumped.
Stop.
And I was like, okay,
wait,
like, great.
High school?
And then Corby, who is my history teacher, texted me and he goes, I think I'm going to have to put you in the auditorium. I'm like, oh my God, what am I? I'm like, okay. I'm like, this is cool.
Dina,
I think it's
dead.
Cool. So I guess I'm going to say like, you know, like never give up on your dreams, like follow your dreams, like especially now, like there's so many different opportunities for people. You could start your own business, social media.
Literally, you
can
do anything.
Businesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I feel like the nowadays, like back when I was young, I said I wanted to be a reality star and I just, you know, I still went
same.
To school. I was like, I still went to school. I went to college. I became a dental assistant, but I never stopped trying for what I really wanted, and eventually I got there. So just never stop trying for what you really love. I don't know. I'm trying to think, but I feel like that sounds good. But my friend Ashley is going to sit down with me and kind of go through like what other people have done. And then I said I might just say like we could do question and answers. I don't know. But I don't know what these kids are going to ask me. Imagine they ask me something inappropriate. I'm going to be like, what?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to flag the questions first.
Yeah, they're going to definitely have to flag the questions first. But yeah, so I'm going to talk to high schoolers about life.
Very cute.
Yeah. And then the next day is my 20th high school reunion. Like, how old am I?
Oh, my God. Are you 50?
I know. What's happening? I can't.
That's scary.
I know. But on that note, I'm an old lady, so I actually am going to go. I feel like this was a great this was a great pod.
I love how we end it. So I'm going to go.
We're like, I think so.
Well, we love you, meatballs. I have to get packing because I'm going to Nashville this week. So wish Sissy luck, you guys. I'm sure I will share on my stories and everything. And enjoy the weather this weekend, everyone. Enjoy your weekend-y. And hey. I love you, meatballs. We did it.
I'll make sure to send you videos of DJ Scribble.
Oh, my God. Yes. Tell him I love him.
Okay, I will. We'll have to do something with him. We'll plan something with him.
Yes, please.
All right. We love you, meatballs. Wait, you have to say we did it, D.
Oh, we did it, D.
Let's get sauce.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.